East Coast Breakfast.
This week, we are joined by David Miller, the professional cricketer, and he is on the line right now. How's it, David?
How are you doing, Darren?
Are you living in India, or are you coming home sometime, David?
No, I wouldn't say I'm living here, but yeah, it feels like, I mean, I probably should have property here by now, but it's been a marathon of a trip here in India, and yeah, I've got another 2 months here, another RPL for me.
Where are you in India? Is it a town? Is it a city?
So I'm in a city called Lucknow, just, if I'm not mistaken, east of Delhi. The hotel room's pretty small, pretty tight, but Lucknow has been good to us. The stadium is a wonderful stadium, one of the best change rooms in the world that I've been a part of. The actual cricket side of things, really, really cool. And then the city itself, kind of only been here for 3 weeks, but, you know, with travel in and out of that. So still figuring out the city. We've been to one or two restaurants, cafes and stuff, but it's a cool place, really cool. I think, like, just generally in India, for me, my experience is that most of the cities feel the same. It's full on. I don't know if anyone that's been to India would kind of understand what I'm talking about. It's just the smells, it's the sounds, it's the heat, you know, everything's just full on. And there's just so many people. So especially driving, you know, in a taxi or on the bus, I don't have any motorbike here. So, you know, whatever transport you have, it's just, you know, there's no rules. I suppose there are, you know, Indian rules, but as a foreigner, you don't really
know
what those
you.
Rules are. No, but
no one told you the rules.
Yeah, kind of like organized chaos, you know. But it just, you know, it all works. It's really a fascinating place to travel and to experience. I mean, there's no place that I've ever been to that kind of matches it in all those kind of senses, if that makes sense.
Being an IPL player and being there for the last 14 years, and everyone knows your name, do you enjoy any form of anonymity, or are you swamped with paparazzi and fans?
I think, like, you know, there's a balance to it all. I think certain cities are sometimes worse than others. I wouldn't say I'm swamped like, you know, like the international Indian players, but yeah, I mean, there's like personal space in India is not really, it's non-existent. You always get recognized wherever you go here. Actually, about 10 years ago, when I played for Punjab, I went to one of the malls, and I just scored that 100, my first 100, my RPL 100, and it was a couple of days later, and we went to the mall just to go for a coffee and, you know, just look through the shops or whatever, and they actually had to close the store down. It was actually getting quite hectic.
Wow.
So that was my first experience of something that, after an innings that I played that particular time, yeah, it was, there, honestly, I'm not even joking, there was about 50 to 60 people coming in, and it got out of hand, so they closed the store, and then we kind of got shoveled out, you know, through the back way.
Has there been anything really surprising as far as food and India?
No, I think coming from Durban, I'm really well prepped. I always talk about training and practice in my game. Durban's definitely given me that. I prepared really well for India.
If the fates, you know, had it that way, do you think you could ever see India as home?
No.
Respect. Hollywood Mets, Dolphins cricketer, Protea, David Miller, currently in India for the IPL. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Give us a shout when you're back in town.
Thanks very much, John. I appreciate it.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.